This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new study suggests Colorado is on track to eliminate almost all carbon emissions from its electricity grid. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The state hired a consultant to conduct the study. It wanted to test if current policies would meet Governor Polis's goal for 100% renewable energy by 2040. And if not, it asked whether extra measures would end up costing ratepayers. Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office. To his surprise, it found...
We can get to nearly zero emission by 2040 without driving additional costs to customers.
But there was a small catch. To get all the way to zero emissions would require energy customers to kick in about an extra $9 billion. That money would then fund unproven investments like geothermal power plants. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Local governments can now apply for state money to help find missing people with memory or developmental issues. The $90,000 grants will go toward efforts to locate and care for people who may wander off because of conditions like Alzheimer's disease, autism, and brain injuries. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation also has a new website to help families who have missing loved ones with cognitive problems. At a recent History Colorado event that lined up with hip-hop's 50th anniversary, some of Colorado's most decorated slam poets shared their experiences being Black in the 90s. Among them was Theo Wilson, the grandson of a Tuskegee Airman.
With DIA opening and a lot of moves that Wellington Webb made, you know, a lot of the pro-marijuana activism began in the 90s. And so... what Denver is now was planted there. The gentrification that we're seeing now began in the 90s.
Other notable poets included former Colorado Poet Laureate Bobby Lefebvre and Aurora's inaugural Poet Laureate Jovan Mays. This is CPR and KRCC.